Good evening, everyone. This is the final addendum to our Halacha Gems, learning, reviewing the laws of Erev Pesach, Shechalios, B'Shabbos. Very briefly tonight, wanted to discuss Motzei Shabbos, the first Seder night, and the transition between and from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Now, as we've learned previously, very important for everybody, if you can, to make all of your hachanas, all of your preparations before Shabbos, setting the table, making sure Moror Charoses, the table's set, all of the things that are necessary, the salt water, anything that you need to have for the Seder, the more that you do, the better. This way, when you get back from shul, the men and everybody gets together for the Pesach Sedarim, you're able to begin promptly. So this way, everybody can start in a way that the children will be able to participate. It's a very late night, and it's a late start. And so since it's a late night and a late start, you want to get to it. The more things you leave over, the more difficult it is. It is permissible for you, of course, to prepare after Shabbos, which is at 8:09 p.m. tomorrow, Motzei Shabbos in Boca Raton. Not before, nothing on Shabbos. And even if a person will think that I'm doing a non-malacha preparation, also not allowed to one to prepare in such a way on Shabbos. It has to be that it's actually after 8:09, after it says HaKochavim. So these preparations are very, very important. And ideally, a person should really wait till after Daven Ma'ariv and Seva Todienu. Now, if you forgot to Seva Todienu, which is the special paragraph, the one says on this Motzei Shabbos, when one transitions from Shabbos to Yom Tov, a person should then say, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh, noting the distinction. Not that you're saying Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeChol, because it's not LeChol. If you did say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeChol, so that's a problem. A person has to repeat the entire bracha. Does not have to repeat the brachos over the wine and over the candles, but you still have to be sure that you say, at the very least, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Very, very important. When is the Havdalah recited? The Havdalah is recited on the first cup of wine by the Seder. Now, what you use for a candle, since you are not going to light a flame, you should have a pre-existing flame set and lit tomorrow afternoon, a long-lasting several-day, some long-lasting candle, some use a yahrzeit candle. It should be, if you have a 72-hour candle, this way you're lighting from a pre-existing flame. And by doing that, you're not striking a match. And then also, likewise, you're not extinguishing it. And that's why, even though we want to use two wicks that are close together, and we usually use a Havdalah candle, you don't want to use your Havdalah candle this Motzei Shabbos. Why? Because you're not going to be able to burn it out. So it's going to literally be sitting there on your on that table that you lit the candles or doing the Havdalah until it burns out completely, which could be and most likely is a sakana. So I recommend everybody uses tea lights. Take two tea lights. You light them from the pre-existing flame that you lit tomorrow morning, which will be yesterday when you're at Motzei Shabbos. You'll light them from a pre-existing flame, then you'll hold the two wicks together, and this way you'll have two wicks as are necessary for the Havdalah. Okay, so that's what you're going to use to do Havdalah. Now, if a person, for some reason, forgot and started the Haggadah, so Havdalah should be recited before you say the bracha on the second cup of wine, Bari Pri Hagafen, on the second cup. Okay, very important to try to do that if you can. If a person remembers in the middle of the meal, you have to stop your eating, recite Havdalah, but you should omit the bracha of Bari Pri Hagafen if you had in mind to drink wine during the meal. Now, if one intended not to drink any wine during the meal, then one should recite the bracha of Bari Pri Hagafen. If you remembered after the meal, the Havdalah should be recited prior to the fourth cup of wine. This is significant. And now, there are others who have different minhagim, but this minhag is just also just brought down in different svarim, which is when Pesach Seder falls out on Motzei Shabbos, the bracha of Asher Goalnu, some change of order from Min HaPsachim, Min HaZvachim, Min HaZvachim, Min HaPsachim, and the Karban Chagiga. Why? Because the Karban Chagiga was not offered on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, some poskim, as I mentioned, say that that's not done, but they basically, based on your minhag, whatever your custom is, you should or could follow. I wish everybody a Chag Kosher v'Sameach, Aziz and Pesach, and Amir Tzashem, we should be Zoichet, Yikarben Pesach, and Yishalayim Mir HaKodesh, with Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, Bimheiru V'Yameinu V'Nomar Amen.